Welcome. Our theme this week is lightening the load, using the pressure of life to your advantage. Part of that is releasing the pressure. The sacred texts teach that carrying your burdens is a violation of universal law. And the sacred texts speak of casting your burdens. For any of you hardworking type A personalities, you're probably carrying some heavy burdens. What would it take to release those burdens and tap into a much different, much greater strength, a much different, much greater trust? Over the last few weeks, I've started working out with a trainer. I go twice a week. It's really challenging. And I always hit my cap, my ceiling, my limit. But science actually says that we have something called hysterical strength. So usually your brain puts a cap on things, and if you get past your limit, you start to feel pain. But that control can actually be overridden. There are examples of people doing seemingly impossible feats. A few years ago, there was a story on the news about a woman in Quebec who literally fought off a polar bear. Her name was Lydia Angelou. You can look that up. There's another story of a guy in Tucson, and somebody was trapped under a car, and the guy lifted the car off the ground and freed the person who was pinned under it. So in these kind of situations, adrenaline is surging through their bodies, and that allows them to override the brain's signals. Scientists say that during a stressful, adrenaline-fueled situation, the body's pain sensitivity seems to fall, as suggested by numerous anecdotes of injuries incurred and only later fathomed. For instance, that guy in Tucson who lifted the car off that person, he felt pain in his mouth after, and it turned out he had unknowingly cracked 8 of his teeth, apparently from clenching his jaw during that intense lift. And the point of all this, you have a reserve of strength. You can accomplish things that would seem impossible, but you never want to reach that state of hysterical strength because that means you're in danger. You can get there in a much more sustained and relaxed way by casting your burdens and applying a different use of energy. And when you're in a situation where you've hit a limit, and God knows we've all spent a lot of life feeling our limits, I want you to try an experiment next time you come to a limit, come to a barrier, a blockage. Cast your burden. Set it down or throw it up and over the barrier. The polar opposite of tapping hysterical strength, which is maximum life-threatening effort, is getting so light and relaxed and free that you release all the pressure. Just experiment with that and get real clear on what it looks like and feels like to break through your personal barrier. There's another way to fuel growth, but you have to tap into something different. Come to your challenges in a way you might never have before. Let's experiment with that right here, right now. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. And what is the barrier, the blockage that you're coming up against right now? How does that barrier or blockage make you feel? Probably some degree of frustration. Now imagine casting your burden. Tap into something greater. Call it God, call it the universe, call it natural intelligence, to get as light and free and trusting as you are able. Just relax. release your burdens. Feels good. And just imagine what it looks like for you to transcend this barrier, this blockage, to grow past it once and for all. What does that feel like? Just taking a few deep breaths. With each exhale, you release more pressure. Feel any place in your body where you're still holding on. Open your hands. Relax your toes. Release the pressure. Let's come to our centering thought. Rise. This pressure that we all feel that holds you down, it can also lift you up. Rise up and over what has always held you down and back. Rise. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to cast your burdens. If your attention wanders, rise. Thank you. coming back to the moment. To release the pressure, to lighten the load, to tap into another form of strength that exists at the fringes of how we usually operate. At one fringe is hysterical strength, which overrides the brain's limitations that we usually experience as pain. It's not where you want to be. At the opposite fringe is your ability to cast your burdens, to come to your barrier or blockage and throw your burdens up and over, get real light and free. And in that space, what does it look like to transcend this blockage, to grow past it once and for all? What does that feel like? This pressure that holds you down, now it's going to start to lift you up. Rise up and over what has always held you down and back. Rise, rise, rise. See you tomorrow. Peace.